Hi, my name is Suzanne and I'm your host for Crosstalk, Heroes Above the Noise, the EMC Society podcast to discuss interesting topics on electromagnetic compatibility to our technical community. We welcome you back to the podcast after a short break. So this year's podcast sessions are packed full with trending technology themes. We're starting off today with a personal development theme. We invited Patrick DeVoy with Analog Devices. Patrick has been very active in the IEEE EMC Society young professional scene for quite some years now. And as I hear, there are some news to share with the crowd. Welcome, Patrick. It's a pleasure having you here on the podcast again.
Thank you, Suzanne. And it's a pleasure to be on the podcast and excited to tell you about our Young Professionals Ambassadors Initiative today.
Okay, so what is the program about and what is a Young Professionals Ambassador, Patrick?
So the objective of this program, Young Professional Ambassadors, is basically to inspire and inform EMC Society young professionals on a variety of topics, both technical and non-technical, in order to enhance their interest and their engagement in the field of interest, which is electromagnetic compatibility or signal integrity and power integrity. And YP ambassadors will do so by basically delivering presentations at various IEEE chapters and sections. And these can be virtual presentations, or they could even be in person at the ambassador's local chapter if desired. This was actually something that was inspired by the APS, Antenna and Propagation Society, who started the YP Ambassadors program a few years ago, and it's been quite successful. So we wanted to try the same thing for the EMC Society starting this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and who is eligible to become a YP ambassador, and what steps are required for candidates who are interested in applying for this position?
So eligibility, of course, they need to be an IEEE EMC Society member. And in order to be a young professional, and belong to the YP group, as defined by IEEE, this is members who have graduated with their first professional degree within the past 15 years. And then additional criteria is that we're looking for folks with 5 years or more experience reflecting professional maturity. And basically the steps for candidates who are interested in this is that there'll be a nomination package that they need to put together. The nomination package basically includes your resume, a title and brief abstracts of the proposed talks that they would be delivering, a brief write-up on the benefits of the talks to the EMC Society YP community, mm-hmm. and a 5-minute short introduction video with a sample of the proposed talks.
Okay, cool. And I guess everything comes with a deadline. When is nomination deadline and how will candidates be selected?
Yes, we do have a deadline for the nominations, which is the end of March, March 31st, 2024. And candidates will be selected based on a few selection criteria. They'll be judged on their presentation skills, a growing trajectory of accomplishment in the field of EMC plus SIPI, and the quality and the relevance of the proposed lectures to the young professionals community. And again, this could be anything from technical topics that this YP happens to be working on that are of interest to everybody. It can also be on non-technical themes such as career development, soft skills, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I suppose all the information is put at a place where can interested candidates find out more about that, find more information about that?
Yes, so if you are a reader of EMC Magazine, you can find the call for Young Professional Ambassador nominations in the upcoming issue of EMC Magazine. We'll be posting this as well on the EMC Society website in the Young mm-hmm. Professionals section. And of course, keep an eye out on the social media platforms for EMC Society for some posts about the YP Ambassadors Initiative.
Wow. Okay, cool. So I think this is a great chance to stand out, even as a young professional, and to set their marks in the world of EMC. That's a great thing. So wishing all the candidates good luck, and I'm looking out for future themes in their presentations. Talking about another thing, the UYP events. You are as well organizer of the Young Professional event or events during the 2024 IEEE EMC SIPPI held in Phoenix, Arizona this year. Would you like to share some information about that?
Yes, absolutely. For Phoenix, we are working on finalizing the details currently. So keep an eye out in the coming weeks and months in the EMC Society magazine, on the social media platforms. And of course, when you register for the symposium in Phoenix, be sure to look for the YP events within the registration. What I can say now, just to tease a little bit about the events, is that we'll once again be hosting two events at the symposium. And this year, we will be bringing back EMC plus SIPPI Jeopardy, as we had done it both in New Orleans in 2019 and Spokane in 2022, which was quite popular. And at that Jeopardy event, we'll also be announcing the YP ambassadors that have been selected, which will be exciting.
Oh yeah, I imagine. So I remember we had a blast, a fun time doing these Jeopardy events. So I'm really looking forward to those. Keep me posted on that, Patrick, will you?
Definitely, will do.
It's been a pleasure having you here. And thank you so much for sharing the news from YP side. And yeah, looking forward to further information about the events during the symposium in summer this year.
Likewise, thanks a lot, Suzanne, and look forward to receiving some nominations. I don't know if I mentioned it, but obviously, self-nominations are encouraged, and yeah, decisions will be made ahead of the symposium, and looking forward to seeing what we can do with this program.
All the best.
Thank you.
And if you wish to learn more about EMC and get the latest input from science and the industry, sign up for Crosstalk. Here is Above the Noise.